This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
17, Senator Sessions has been confirmed to be the Attorney General. The globalists are certainly scared right to the next level.
Former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions will now be addressed as Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Last night's vote of confirmation finally tallied after the Democrats waged a marathon of shallow character assassinations on the integrity of Jeff Sessions' candidacy as the most powerful lawyer in the land.
Senator Sessions' voting views on voting rights and in mind and understanding how he responded to the president's claims is important to helping us assess whether he is capable of filling one of the attorney general's most important duties, protecting the right to vote.
I start my remarks tonight aggrieved by what I saw happen to Elizabeth Warren.
Of course, Senator Elizabeth Warren had been silenced as she violated protocol whilst playing the Democrats' weapon of choice, the race card.
And the senator played a key role in shaping what has become the most extreme, most divisive, and most dangerous immigration policies of any president in decades. Senator Sessions' radical views are not limited to immigration. On issue after issue after issue, Senator Sessions has displayed open hostility to the rights of all Americans. He has made derogatory and racist comments that should have no place in our justice system.
Mr. President.
They are
majority leader. Mr. President.
The majority leader.
The senator has impugned the motives and conduct of our colleague from Alabama, as warned by the chair. Senator Warren, quote, said Senator Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens. I call the senator to order under the provisions of Rule 19.
CNN came to her aid, claiming the Senate has silenced Elizabeth Warren, and by doing so, majority Republicans just handed the liberal firebrand a megaphone, further elevating President Donald Trump's fiercest and most prominent critic in the Senate, and turning her into a Democratic hero. When the smoke and mirrors had cleared, the truth was to be told. Warren had managed to play the race card so obviously in the name of civil rights leader Coretta Scott King.
Senator Sessions, it's a great honor and privilege for me to join you in celebrating the grand opening of the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
MLK's niece responded, saying,
if we take a look at my Aunt Coretta Scott King's letter, we know that she was a peacemaker. Her intentions were never to divide during her whole life. And so in that letter, she would be referring to perhaps some of his comments. However, she would agree today that he, of course, ended some school desegregation. He worked to prosecute members of the KKK. Aunt Coretta was a very reasonable woman, and she, with integrity, would have noted that he had done some great work.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions may not have the support of the Democrats, but he does have the support of the voters who wish to see the swamp drained in Washington, D.C. A recently retired 25-year veteran of the U.S. Department of State had this to say about Jeff Sessions. I fully support President Donald Trump's executive order that temporarily halts admissions from the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and bans travel from nationals of countries that potentially pose a security risk to the United States. However, I don't think the action goes far enough. I have seen firsthand the abuses and fraud that permeate the refugee program and know about the entrenched interests that fight every effort to implement much-needed reform. Quoted from a letter published in the Chicago Tribune from recently retired U.S. State Department veteran Mary Doch. It is time to put away childish race-baiting tactics, liberals. The United States is going to get on with the business of protecting its interest in national security with or without you.
Denigrate people who disagree with us, I think, is not a healthy trend for our body.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Yes, Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And here we are on this live Thursday, the ninth day of February 2017. Going to be broadcasting worldwide here for the next 4 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. I have been made aware of quite a bit of information concerning White House intrigue that's going on in the last few months, even before President Trump actually got sworn in 18, 19 days ago. And since then, I have confirmed it with several other sources. And time again, I sit on news and information I'm given because I've been told by sources don't go with it yet. But also because, well, it'll, quote, hurt me. Well, I don't care what happens to Alex Jones at the end of the day when it comes down to this republic and the future of this country. I'll just tell you this, and I'm going to have to break this soon because it's too dangerous to have this information and not go with it. Like, I'm kind of making the decision right now. There's a lot of evidence pointing towards leakers. And it's just amazing. Not just Democratic or globalist leakers inside the Pentagon, inside the CIA, but people even closer to President Trump leaking information and leaking the target list so that Al-Qaeda knew that that raid was coming a week and a half ago so that they could be waiting and cause larger casualties, just like the CIA reportedly leaked information to Fidel Castro during the raid to begin the failed invasion known as the Bay of Pigs in the early 1960s. So there's definitely a lot of dirty tricks going on to undermine this republic. I put some feelers out to military sources, folks in D.C., folks in Southern California, and folks that are in Africa right now, and they just said that, that definitely folks were waiting. So it was just basically a setup, and that's just part of it. Now, if you know what incredible backstabbers the Republican Party leadership was against Trump and how they were funded, the top six Republicans, by George Soros as one of their biggest contributors, and if you realize that the leaks are just spilling out from the very top of the White House, they're not coming from Jeff Sessions, they're not coming from Rex Tillerson, it's not coming from Stephen Bannon. And very soon, I'm going to be able to give you more details, but some people in that administration are not long for this world. And I don't mean physically. I mean politically. But you think about the type of trash that's Paul Ryan. The type of trash that is Lindsey Graham. The type of trash that is John McCain. And their cohort, Mitch McConnell. It's truly disgusting. Truly disgusting. Well, Senator Sessions is now Attorney General Sessions, a very honorable man. Got the daughter of Martin Luther King coming out and endorsing him. So much more happening. The MSM is going into race-baiting overdrive. It is simply incredible. But you've got other good news. Americans find Trump more trustworthy than the media in major poll. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com story. Trump releases list of 24 terrorist suspects allowed to enter the United States from behind banned countries to countermand the lie of one of the judges that's out there attacking Trump. Then when Trump responds back, even his new Supreme Court nominee doesn't back the president and says, well, he doesn't like it when the judiciary is attacked. Well, the judiciary is not supposed to be political, running around trying to undermine the country. So there's a lot coming up on that front today. Sessions confirmation. Era of mass amnesty policies is over, says pro-American immigration reform. Sessions is unparalleled in his knowledge of the proper role of the Department of Justice, the legislative process, and the rule of law. Bill Kristol has come out. His father was the head Trotskyite out of Mexico, first out of Russia. and the head Trotskyite that's basically been running the Republican Party for at least 40 years. That's right. Leon Trotsky ran out of Stalinist Russia, came to Mexico, got killed with an ice axe in Mexico City. The rest of them fled up here, took over Chicago Business School. I mean, how can you make that up? You can't make that up. That's mainline history. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, folks. And now are saying that white working class should be replaced by immigrants and that whites are inherently lazy and stupid and bad. Well, no, you can say third, fourth, fifth generation Americans, whether they're Hispanic, black, or white, tend to be more lazy because we've grown up in a land of milk and honey. I'm lazier than my dad was. My kids are probably a little bit more lazy than I was. I mean, it's just the nature of the TV, the culture. Everybody knows that. It's not because they're white. Imagine if you said the black people need to be replaced because they're lazy. What? This is the most hardcore classic racism, the 200-proof stuff, the 110% stuff, the all-the-way-over-the-top stuff. But if you look at the world and you look at 7% of the world being white, and that's what a lot of folks identifying for being white who really aren't, classically. And so the globals look at the numbers, and people are people. You can teach a black person, Hispanic person, Asian to be totally racist. That China's super racist. That's well known. Or just xenophobic, insular, homogenous, not homogenous. The point is that's the strategy. The globalists are going to flood the West with third world populations and train them to be basically the equivalent of brown Nazis, but anti-white. It's a total reversal. Then you study British intelligence and others putting Hitler in power and that whole plan. It's just the same thing, using race to control people over and over again. It's just so incredible. And you're seeing desperate attempts now to try to fuse everybody together in a melting pot, a common culture by Trump and good people in our government. That's why I've suddenly gone from opposing the government to supporting it, because it's suddenly trying to have a good aim, a constitutional direction. It's clear as day. The whole global government's against Trump. And remember, Sally Brown, running for the DNC, top Democrat, saying, I will oppress the whites. I'll keep them down. I'll make sure you get the privilege and they don't. What? Like you get some privilege. Let me tell you something. You go to a country club and you're not from around there. I don't care if you're white or brown or who you are. They're not going to like you. But you go to most of the country clubs and you're some elite golfer. I don't care what color you are. They're going to be worshiping at your feet. But again, they just hype this and hype this like it's the only thing in the world. Everybody has chips on their shoulders. And then you go to college to become a mental patient and just be totally upset in a basket case. There's a powerful article on Infowars.com by John Rappaport, the number one mind control program at U.S. colleges. The unspoken secret in plain sight. If you're a college student or have a child in college, read this. It's a 12-page, incredible report that is dead on. He's hosting the fourth hour today, and I hope he's covering that. I don't tell folks really what to cover when they guest host, because that's I just respect them. I want them to be able to host an hour or so a week of the fourth hour. But, I mean, I hope Rappaport's covering this in detail today, because it is super important. I'm not against college. I'm against what it's been hijacked and turned into. I'm not against vaccines. I'm against them being used as Trojan horse piggyback programs and secret projects that have been declassified. It's the same story. Not against smartphones, except they got a bunch of backdoor Trojan horse garbage. It's the same deal. I'm going to skip this break some more time. So, white working class be replaced by immigrants. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters in a press conference, in the same press conference, thinking Bush is still in office after he's out of office 8 years and change. You've got Waters thinking that Putin invaded Korea. Doesn't even say North or South. I mean, it's just total cuckoo land. And that's who's running things. People that think islands are floating. Yeah, put a sail on them. You know, did you hear Hawaii crash into California last year? It was floating around out there. It's not floating. It's an underwater mountain with the tip sticking out. I can't believe you have to explain this to people. But he said, oh, well, that's just some idiot on the street. You know, Mark Dice goes and finds morons. No, he doesn't. He'll go interview 20 people and 19 of them say put gun owners in forced labor camps. That's who those Californians are. We do it in Austin. It's 9 out of 10. Still frighteningly dumb, frighteningly evil, frighteningly authoritarian. They're ready to do whatever if the state says do it because that's how they're in. That's how they're trendies. They've submitted their will over to the system that's how to destroy them. He goes out and says, let's have reparations where all whites pay a white privilege tax. And white people, black people, you name it, go, you bet. We're all for it. These aren't just dumb people on the street. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is Maxine Waters. In the same 5 minutes, they don't know what planet they're on. I was watching other press conferences of theirs. I went back last night, spent about an hour, and they're just, what's this? To the microphone. And just they don't know what they're doing. They can't find their big fat rear ends with both of their criminal paws. But they've been put there because they're ready to do absolutely unpopular criminal things, in my view. So let's hear from Bill Kristol. I mean, an arrogant. He just sits there with total arrogance, with his chin up in the sky like he's a god. And he just is his shoulders drooping. Just the body language is just complete mental illness. Complete megalomania. But you know what? He should be megalomania. His family came here after running from Stalin and took over the Republican Party and has gutted the entire nation and almost wrecked it. So just, it's good to screw America over. It's good to be a big fat parasite. And so he works with the Democrats to screw America over. He works with Paul Ryan, all the other Soros minions, and he thinks you're stupid. He thinks you're an idiot. And he says the problem is the white working class should be replaced. People figure this out yet, but let me give all the minorities a little newsflash. You're the majority. If you bring down America, you burn up your own life raft. You blow up your own birthright. You're complete idiots if you do that. People are like, oh, really? You're going to get it now, Whitey? I'm like, nothing's going to happen to me. Let me explain what's going to happen. You're going to be used to drive down all the wages. You're going to live in a big police state. And then you're going to be totally exploited to make sure there's no ladder out of this for anybody. And people like Kristol is going to sit there and laugh at all of us like we're stupid. Just like Gruber said, thank God the Americans are so dumb and don't pay attention and have no attention spans because we're going to double and triple their prices. And he's up there on C-SPAN with a bunch of other professors and statisticians giggling and smirking and laughing. It's like a ruling class of uncool jerk nerd slash serial killer types. But most serial killers don't, you know, look like a pocket protector nerd. And they're just out to get everybody. They're hyper-aggressive. They want to be dominant. And they've been given an open, free society. And they take that as an excuse. They take our kindness as real alpha males as weakness. And they run completely and out of control with it. And they tell you you're stupid. And then they'll get a bunch of beta-compliant women and hype them all up to run around henpecking everywhere in an aggressive display to bring down the civilization. It's crazy. But you can see the plan. You can see the numbers. Open the borders, bring in unlimited third world populations. They can outvote, outriot, outdrive down wages, anybody, and then it's boom. Balkanized society, you've broken the free society, it's over. I'm going to get to that clip in a moment, but meanwhile, how beautiful is this? Matt Drudge fires up the bat beam last night from wherever he's at, up into the night sky to Trump, and says the Republican Party ought to be sued for fraud. It's a joke. I want to see tax cuts right now. Trump promised it. I don't want to see, you know, sanctions on countries that are getting rare earth minerals or whatever. I don't want to see a bunch of UN-style stuff. I want to see action, and I want to see it now. And what happened a couple hours later? Well, Batman saw it. Because what do you think Drudge is doing at night? He's reading Drudge. He's reading InfoWars. He's watching our videos. I need to tell you that point blank right for the man himself. Trump to Drudge. Phenomenal tax cut package coming in 2 to 3 weeks. Now, in fairness to Trump, I'm not disagreeing with Drudge, saying that they're going to cut two-thirds of the regulations and signing an executive order is the same thing as a tax cut. I mean, it is, because it just the money gets passed on to the employees, the owners, it creates productivity, hiring. But in a purest sense, the Republican leadership is trying to send it to 2018 after they, quote, get rid of Obamacare, after they, quote, you know, get rid of this stuff, then they're going to do it. That's what they always do. They always move the can down the road. They're trying to give Trump cover. He doesn't want cover. Just like Gingrich before he got kicked out of the, entourage, said, we're not going to drain the swamp. Don't worry, I've talked to Trump. Trump said, go out and publicly apologize. But you never really heard from Gingrich again, did you, speaking for Trump? They're there trying to undermine his base while they pretend that they're their friends. But how beautiful is that to see within 12 hours, puts out the tweets in the afternoon, hits the news at night, Trump goes and reads it, you retweeted it, Trump, you are communicating the American people through Drudge directly with the President of the United States, he who is directly listening to you for like 3-4 hours a night, reading stacks of mail, and he has computers, and Trump more and more is getting on computers himself. He's learning to cut off the people that, quote, bring him what they want him to see. So he's in there in his office at night with computers all around him, himself, getting in there, investigating, looking, and making phone calls. Then about 2 o'clock in the morning, he goes to sleep. He gets up at about 6:30. Drudge, Republican Party, should be sued for fraud. They only know how to be opposition, not lead. Within hours, Trump to Drudge, phenomenal tax cut package coming in 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to be announcing something, I would say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks that will be phenomenal. President Trump, to his conservative critics, I read you loud and clear. Last time I talked to Trump, I'm not going to get into it, but he said, you watch, I'm going to massively bring Congress a huge tax cut for across the board, Alex. I will not let you down. Watch. Now let me talk to your wife. The point is, I mean, that's a joke, folks. The point is that this is a crazy, crazy, crazy world. And the establishment wants full control of everything you do, not just the power structure. And Trump doesn't want to be a control freak running your life. He wants to turn you loose, set you free. And he wants to preside over that. The bad news is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all of them are openly trying to drive down the market, trying to tell everybody to dump their stocks, trying to kill the recovery that never came that they promised 9 years ago. And they're putting out articles every day. Signs of a recession. There should be a recession. We're seeing signs of it. It could be a depression. Now MSM that never pushes doom and gloom, they're pushing doom and gloom right now. Let's go out to break with Bill Kristol. White working class should be replaced by immigrants.
Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in who aren't going to be? I'm serious. You can make a case that this is going on too long and this is too crazy, probably, and I hope this thing isn't being, like, you know, videotaped or ever shown anywhere. My whatever tiny, pathetic future I have is going to be totally collapsed. You can make a case that America has been great because every I think John Adams said this at the beginning, right? Basically, if you're in a free society, a capitalist society, after 2, 3, 4 generations of hard work, everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. And then luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy and Ireland and Russia and now Mexico who really want to work hard and really want to succeed and really want their kids to live better lives than them and aren't flipping coupons.
So what he says is fundamentally true, but then let's get rid of the white people. Oh, and waves from Russia like you? And the point is that he's making it about white people. And the issue is that's not even statistically overall true. It's true you do get some decadence in every strata of society once people, basically spoil their kids. But to just advertise the fact that unlimited giant migrant waves coming to the country is a good thing, or the fact they're being turned into political weapons, well, that's just untenable. And again, that's what you've done, Mr. Kristol, with the Democratic Party working together to bring us under globalism, is you brought in groups of people and brainwashed them against the country, and that's called treason. You dirty little Trotskyite piece of filth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over. Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat.
Is the dumbest Democrat in the world. I want to start a contest.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about
way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Stop it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make a new one of those from the same press conference with Nancy Pelosi believing George W. Bush was still in office and was working with the Russians. I guess everybody's working with the Russians. No one can think of drain the swamp or lock her up or Hillary for president or crooked Hillary without Vladimir Putin. In fact, I couldn't even name my children without Vladimir Putin's help. In fact, he called up when each child was born, and I said, Mr. President, what do I name my son and my daughters? And he would always tell me. So thank God he's there. In fact, The Making of a President 2016, now a bestseller, political seller right now on Amazon.com, going up the charts, now officially out. We're shipping them out every day. I'm signing them. Roger Stone's signing them. I'm going to have to stop soon, though. Roger says he'll go up to 15,000. Well, that 5,000 more or so, we're going to be there. The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Powerful book. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I'll tell you what's really selling good for $9.95, and that is the revolutionary, new, exclusive, super blue toothpaste made right here in America at the factory that makes the leading brand of fluoride-free. That's what the formula is. When you private label, you can't say the name. But everybody knows the name. It's high quality. It's what I personally used previously. And now they add our iodine, our true iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, and nano colloidal silver, along with peppermint and tea tree oil. We have a bubblegum flavor coming out because, yeah, it's pretty strong. And so kids don't really like this, but you can get them to do it. I mean, it doesn't taste bad to me, but, you know, as an adult, your taste buds get a different palate. Shot of Jack Daniels tastes wonderful. Back when you were 14, it burned like hell going down your throat. Not that I'm a big drinking man, but you know what I mean. The allegory certainly works. This is the creme de la creme designed by my dad. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I can't believe it. We ordered more than double what we got in the first run that sold out in 1 week. And it looks like at current sales rates, which is great because it'll help us fund the operation, we'll be sold out in 2 weeks of this, and then hopefully more will come in. But again, it's a gamble to make so much of it and spend all our capital. But then it looks like folks love it. It's got a 4.8-star reviews, 79 reviews on Power Reviews. I think I really should read a few of these and go to Roger Stone. This is from Tietam Sioux, Norman, Oklahoma. This is so different than regular toothpaste. There is no comparison. It seems pricey. Well, $9.95, I mean, it costs us like $4 or $5 to make it. It seems pricey, but really isn't, because it only dispenses a small amount at a time. Exactly. It's concentrated, folks. It not only keeps my mouth super clean and feeling healthy, it doesn't glob up on the toothbrush, rinses so cleanly, I'll never return to the old toxic toothpaste again. Thanks to Alex and his father for this wonderful product. Only one of many. Well, thank you for your support. Here's one more. This is from Michigander. In mid-Michigan, highest quality toothpaste. Again, 5 stars. You really only need a pea size of this toothpaste. See, same thing. Especially since it's pricey. I guess they all see it as pricey. I guess something that's $4 and, you know, costs them $1 to make, you know, seems less pricey, but that's not what it is. Plus, it's a big tube. However, it is enough for a use unlike most others. Makes your teeth literally squeaky clean and seems to do an amazing job in every way compared to all other toothpaste I've tried. Bought one for myself and my sister during the Christmas special. Only halfway through since then. Amazing product. Will never use another toothpaste ever. I would smash a bottle of Colgate or whatever with my foot and smear it on the ground because it's so disgusting. Yeah, I forgot to get toothpaste when I was in California, and I just said, I'm getting some fluoride toothpaste. It's not bad every once in a while, you know. So I go down to the gift shop at the hotel, and it was just like, it wasn't even like what Colgate was 10 years ago or 20. It was like air. It was just so thin, and it was nothing even in there, and it didn't even do anything. I was just scrubbing my teeth for like 10 minutes. But this, like, 2 minutes is all I need to do, and I'm a big brusher. My dad's, you know, a retired dentist, an oral surgeon, and also chemist. But the point is, this is an amazing product. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, folks, $9.95, it's not pricey. You get big tubes of organic toothpaste. You know, they're like $6, $7, $8. This has even more stuff added that cost even more in the process to go to one of the big giant companies and then have them set up a whole, you know, factory run for you is expensive when you're only getting 20,000 pieces done. Now, that sounds like a lot. If we were doing 100,000 pieces, I could get the toothpaste for like $2. Okay, instead of $3 or $4 or $5. It just depends. First run was even smaller, so it costs us even more. That's the problem with boutique stuff. It's why limited run stuff always costs more. If people just demanded higher quality in the market, just like they're doing with organics, it would up the market. There'd be more production. Prices would fall. That's how supply and demand works. But you first got to build the market. At first, you bring something to market, either fails or succeeds, but it costs you more. And people early on usually have to pay more, or you've got to invest. Then it tends to become a hit, if it is a hit, and then production goes up, price goes down. That's how real economics works. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. But believe me, you know, the $4 or $5 we make on this, we desperately need it. So buy a T-shirt when you're there. Buy a Hillary for President 27 shirt, 2017. Looks like it might happen with Jeff Sessions now, huh, folks? So again, InfoWars is the operation you're building. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well and their local sponsors, or become a sponsor or send them a donation, because we're now on over 250-plus stations because listeners are supporting the stations and spreading the word. And, you know, InfoWars is everywhere now, and we're really having a big effect. Again, Joe Rogan, talked to him yesterday, and he said, undoubtedly, this is the biggest podcast in history in the world, and they're delisting it off Google, trying to block it off iTunes. Also, they will not allow it to trend on YouTube. But he added it all together, and this is already double any podcast basically Joe Rogan's ever had. And he's had some up there 8 years, and he's the number one podcaster, folks. So understand, total domination. And again, I'm not bragging. I want you to understand we're having a huge effect. He's the number one comic on iTunes, number one on Google. He's in the top 10 undisputed comedians in the world today. And the 9/11 broadcast is the biggest podcast in history, and it's being blocked from the top trends. Okay, let's just stop right there. I want to go to our guest till the end of the hour. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, the man that also got him to run back in 2000, joins us to cover a lot of big developments, obviously Sessions being confirmed yesterday, and a lot more. But also, I'm going to pick your brain, Roger. You know, a lot of times you don't really leak stuff to anybody, including me. You've given me some trends to watch, and they've always come true. But I have a lot of sources telling me that we know who the leakers are in the White House. It's very serious. I have military sources confirming the intel that it appears that a leak did get the targets out to ISIS and al-Qaeda in an attempt to bay a pig, a.k.a. Kennedy, embarrass Trump. We're investigating that more. We certainly have intel that it happened. We're just not exactly sure who, but we do know who's leaking in many cases, and this is just amazing. I don't know if you're ready to get into that, but I need to talk to you on the show today about my sources so we can share notes, but there's so much happening. But first off, congratulations on your book being number one on Amazon Political.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I guess now would probably be the right time to announce that I confess everything. Vladimir Putin dictated every word of my book. Every word. He wrote the whole thing. So we might as well get that up front right away. This whole idea that you and I work for the Russians, or that there was any link between the Trump campaign and Russia, is getting tedious because it is ridiculously false. Just like, you know, Vladimir Putin naming your children. By the way, I met your son, Nikita. Very nice kid.
Yes.
You know, it's an absurdity idea that he's writing my book or putting words in Trump's mouth. It's absurd. And the deep state has run this one into the ground. Nobody's buying. Secondarily, I congratulate you on the incredible numbers on this podcast with Joe Rogan. But I understand this whole trend towards censorship. Suddenly, my Twitter feed is unverified. I had to fight with them to get verified to begin with. But there are several other people posing as Roger Stone, posting nasty stuff. They finally verified me, which has been a long, epic battle.
And by the way, they kicked Milo off. They've announced they're blocking alt-right material. The Daily Mail, I think it's a great paper. Sure, they cover some swimsuit stuff and Hollywood news, but so much of the news is really cutting edge. The Daily Mail's been banned as fake news by Wikipedia. I mean, Wikipedia is fake compared to them. This is a real purge going on.
And I now notice that they have some kind of go-slow mechanism. So in the past, my You know, if I put up a provocative tweet or a newsworthy tweet.
That's right. They put governors on everybody. We always knew it. Now they admit it.
You know, now instead of getting a couple thousand retweets, I'm getting a couple hundred retweets. It is really distressing. You raised the question, what is the president going to do about this new, you know, censorship board that has been financed now, approved and financed by the Congress? This was clearly the vehicle Hillary Clinton was going to use to silence us. No one should understand the value of alternative media more than Steve Bannon, who is right there at the president's sleeve.
And by the way, just to interrupt, Dr. Corsi's big article at InfoWars.com yesterday got the secret document. It was also then reported in other papers where Brock is intending to head up this new State Department operation with Snopes and a mail order diploma outfit. That's who supposedly is now going to run things. So I guess Trump needs to be made aware of the fact that his arch enemy, David Brock, I guess, is going to be running the State Department.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. And congratulations to Dr. Corsi. That was an incredible piece that I think ripped back the veil from exactly what they have going on. They have to resort to censorship because the truth kills all cockroaches. That's their real fundamental problem. And when people are
exposed. That's right. And we are wrecking them on every front. Paul has more Twitter impressions than all BBC tweets combined. And he's so big, he hasn't caught them dialing him back too much, though they're starting to freeze his account. Facebook's doing it. I mean, clearly they're testing shutting us down.
Well, perhaps it's because we are the rallying point. This is the resistance. I can't even begin to tell you the number of people. When you go to New York City, when you walk three or four blocks, the number of people, and this is in ultra-liberal New York, who come up and say to me, God bless you, God bless Alex, I see you all the time on InfoWars. If it wasn't for you guys, we'd never know the truth. I mean, it's heartening. It's really heartening. And there are people from all stratas.
Exactly. We're not bragging. I mean, we're number one. Drudge is number one. Look at how Drudge says, hey, Trump. You better start cutting taxes, and Trump responds in hours. Yes, yes, Drudge, I'm on it. And I mean, that's good. That shows how responsive he is.
Well, I think he understands the coalition that elected him and the incredible coming together of the those voters who were fed up with the rigged system. My concern is whether some of the people around him understand that. We certainly know that Steve Bannon, who I defended on the Charlie Rose show night before last, he understands it. But when you surround yourself with these establishment Republicans who have no loyalty to you or to your candidacy when you were running or to your presidency, is it surprising that the White House leaked like a sieve? I mean, this is the lowest form of disloyalty.
Sure.
I'm a believer in strategic leaking. If the president orders something leaked for a strategic reason, that's one thing.
That's right. You leak only when the president tells you to.
Well, if you work for the president or if you're trying to reach some...
No, I'm saying it. People inside the White House shouldn't be leaking, but they want to be darlings with the media. And you notice the media loving Rince Priebus. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I think that's precisely the problem. So when you're leaking and your leak makes the principal look bad, makes the president look bad, that's beyond disgusting. That's just treasonous. We have the Washington Post quoting a White House staffer, the president is like a clueless child. We have the New York Times, the president is wandering the halls wearing a bathrobe. Well, you know what? The White House is drafty, and if the president wants to wear a bathrobe in the family quarters after hours, who cares?
And by the way, he's working till 2 in the morning. Thank God he's working in a bathrobe.
Well, that place is drafty. I've been there. I've worked there. So this is the kind of nitpicking that the media loves, but they wouldn't be able to write it if they didn't have...
But, I mean, my family asked me to put a bathrobe on when I'm wandering around in my underwear. I mean, big deal. Yeah. Again, he has enemies around him. He should completely trust everyone around him.
Well, the leakers have to be found, and we're going to get into this more, I can see, in the next couple weeks. I know the president finds these leaks very disappointing. I know he's very unhappy about them. They're very hard to nail down, of course.
Well, it also shows the arrogance. Terrible. Well, we know who's doing it. We're going to give them the info. It shows how dumb certain people are that they think they're going to get away with leaking when we know basically everybody and everything.
Well, and you put your finger on it. The motive of the leakers is self-aggrandizement. The motive of the leakers is to suck up to the reporters they leak to so they can look more important.
I know, and what's crazy is they don't get being... I told her Spiegel yesterday, I said, I want you to attack me. Don't you understand? I don't care. Because if you ever endorse me, it would hurt me because the public knows you're scum. Do you understand? I don't want a Fox show. I don't want to be endorsed by them. Okay? I'm just pointing out the fact that what's Tucker Carlson doing having Redcoat on his show, Piers Morgan? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's I share that disappointment. In the five books that I have written, this is the only one for which I have not yet been invited.
It's because you are so important. You are so effective. It's because of that. If you were a nobody, you'd be on all these shows because you'd be controllable. And again, we don't even need to be on their shows. But just look at how pathetic it is. Understand that, audience. It's because you spread the word, you listen, you spread the links, you support the broadcast that we are destroying them, and they cannot stand it. But who's there? Who stood up for your tax cuts when they started to drift off? Matt Drudge. I don't kiss his butt for no reason. The guy, without Drudge, we would be up the creek without a you-know-what. We'll be back.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
I have no place to stay. Going down now, down to Chicago. Top
to sign another executive order to increase law enforcement federal aid into places like Chicago. So he's going down to Chicago. What in the world is going on in Chicago? Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us with big breaking news. And then we have Celia Farber, big reporter for major newspapers in Europe, documenting the Islamic rape epidemic and the cover-up of that. That's coming up. And John Rappaport exposing what's really going on at modern colleges is mind control. Roger, what do you make of the Sessions? Now, at least Trump's got one more great ally in there, Stephen Bannon, and I know Jeff Sessions is the real McCoy. This is a big victory for the Republic.
Yeah, I think Sessions is a very, very solid guy, a true patriot. I don't share his views on the legal marijuana in 32 states. I think he's off base there. But beyond that, he's going to be a tough, by-the-book, law-and-order attorney general, and you're not going to have the kind of corruption and abuse that we had under Eric Holder or his successor, Loretta Lynch.
He's not going to meet on airplanes with he's not going to meet on airplanes?
No nonsense guy who's going to do it by the book. It's about time.
What do you make of Schumer saying it turned his stomach when it was confirmed? Looking at Schumer turns my stomach.
Yeah, he is. The guy's a meskite. He's an awful human being. And everyone knows that if you want Chuck, you merely need to deliver a sizable special interest campaign contribution. He is the senator not just for Wall Street, but of Wall Street. If you take that credit card out of your pocket and you wonder why the interest rates are so high on the balance, you can thank Chuck Schumer. That's his legislation. I'm sure the banks rewarded him with enormous campaign.
That's right. He is a known loan shark supporter. Low interest loans on poor people. I mean, high interest loans. He is a real monster. It looks like a villain out of a movie, but his actions are his true pedigree. In the last few minutes, what else is on the radar? A lot happening. What else are you focused on?
Well, I'm like you. I'm very happy that the president is now going to turn to his tax reform plan and to tax relief. I honestly believe his plan to cut the corporate tax rate could be the single greatest generator of jobs in decades. Larry Kudlow has written very eloquently on this subject.
That's right. And a lot of top economists are saying we were already going into deep recession when Obama left. We need to supercharge now.
Absolutely. And I think that is what the president and the team around him are working on and focusing on. So, Alex, thanks for the successful launch of the book. It's going extraordinarily well, and despite the efforts of the New York Times and the Washington Post to ignore it. They both sent for copies in advance. They were both given copies in advance. I'm not holding my breath. Waiting for the review, but I am signing like there's no tomorrow, because if you buy this book on InfoWars, I will sign it. And I'm doing them all by hand. I'm not going to use a stamp or something phony. So if there's a delay in getting your signed book, please bear with me. I'm signing as fast as I can.
Yeah, and I've got to get to signing. I'm going to have to stop in a few days. If you get your order in now, I will sign as well as not. Up to 15,000 books. Roger's going to sign them all. Roger Stone, making a president, InfoWarsStore.com. In closing, Milo nicely has invited me out to Florida for a big victory deal on the beach, party against the control freaks. But maybe you should come to be a chaperone. Just to protect.
I better, because you guys will definitely get in trouble if I'm not there.
Well, yeah, so I need you there to, protect me.
Let me know when, and I'll be happy to provide.
Of course, I'm joking. I don't think I'm Milo's type. I think he likes black guys. But seriously, Milo is really a funny guy. Fighting for free speech as well, being citizens as well. All right, well, I may see you in Florida next week. Roger, thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, we'll be back with hour number two straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like